Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We're going to end today's show with the sound of hope in troubled times. The hope comes courtesy of the birds and Dave Petit. Dave is being treated for cancer, and his therapy includes regular morning walks around Fresh Pond Reservoir in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where he's never alone.
Got a northern mockingbird trying out his sequence of songs, along with dealing with the coronavirus. Last September, I was diagnosed with inoperable metastatic bile cancer, which kind of puts me in the high-risk category of complications where I had to get exposed to this virus. Baltimore Oriole, female. There's the male. I had hair loss early on, and some of that hair is returning. The red-winged blackbird. Trying to find some sense of hopefulness during these times has been certainly important for me as I deal with the ravages of chemotherapy. Although at the moment it seems like it's having a positive impact. Oh, there's a gray catbird. Every cycle I go through, it gets harder and harder. And for me, what that looks like is very intense fatigue and an overall sense of kind of queasiness. And that can look to me at times like 4 out of 5 weeks. I'm feeling pretty lousy. So it's important that I find ways to kind of interrupt that, because it can make me feel discouraged and anxious. And for me, getting out and for a walk, seeing the birds, being reminded that there are bigger things going on than what I can see just before me, it disrupts that process a bit. And I always feel better. Yellow warbler. Yellow warblers have this distinctive call that sounds to me like, sweet, sweet, you're so sweet. Pair of orioles calling. And now, given the nature of the diagnosis I'm dealing with and this pandemic, I feel even more grateful that I was able to get out to see some of this stuff. Of course, these frogs singing. I was someone who lived north of Boston as a kid, and there was this little small tract of woods across the street from our house, and I loved to go out and just look at whatever was out there. And this passion was nurtured by my grandmother, who, when I was 10 or 11, gave me a Peterson's field guide of the birds. Carolina wren. A little tiny bird that can belt out a song you can hear a long way away. See a couple of other people here out bird watching. Is the owl in the box today?
Oh, have you seen it there?
Up until 3 days ago, it was there every single day for about 2 weeks. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. What do you have over here?
Pine warbler.
Yeah, I heard it calling.
Yeah, he's right up in the pine tree there.
All right, well, have a nice day, everyone.
So far, every person I've seen this morning is wearing a mask, which makes me feel good and feel like my risk is lower here. I can relax a tiny bit. Robin. There's something about being out here early on a Monday morning where it's quiet, and having watched the birds change as the season has unfolded kind of gives me a sort of a daily sense of hope. Reminds me that humans have dealt with epidemics and pandemics before, and we'll figure this out somehow, some way. Oh, there goes a Baltimore Oriole flying by. Beautiful orange and black bird.
A daily sense of hope thanks to the birds. Dave Petit is a Unitarian Universalist minister living in Cambridge, Mass. He says he's holding up okay in getting out to walk regularly. Our audio postcard was produced by Tim Skoke. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is On Point.